Talking once again with Bob Culp of Culps of Stratford. And Bob, we've talked the last time about some of the changes in the spray foam industry. And as I recall, you got pretty technical. Is it important for a homeowner to know this technical stuff?
No, it is to an extent, and we have a lot of people that are very savvy that are purchasing foam from us. And homeowners should be as educated as possible. But it's more important, we think, is the home builder, the guy who's actually building the house, and the other trades, are they pursuing ongoing education? One of the things that I see as a real deficit, if we go to the energy awareness conferences and that kind of thing across the state, is that there are so few builders there in attendance, and it really is a concern, because builders are still doing things that they did 30 years ago, and it may or may not work in today's environment.
So how does Isodyne educate its contractor installers?
Well, there's training in the plant that you have initially when you set up as an Isodyne contractor. But really what's more important is a good grasp of building science and understanding what's going on in a building, not only for guys that are installing the spray foam insulation, but for the contractors who are building a home, whether or not they use spray foam. But Isodyne does a very good job in providing training on an ongoing basis.
How much time do your installers spend in training?
We spend, goodness, that's a real good question. We have a very thorough training session to start with. We just hired a new installer, and he sat in a classroom for a day before he even started, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. We bring them in, and sales guys and the installers are batting ideas back and forth and talking building science on an ongoing basis. It's very important to understand how, a relationship of temperature, relative humidity all work together to make a good building environment.
And I guess getting back to a point you made a couple weeks ago, and that was, you can't get past bad installation of insulation, can you?
It's impossible to go, it's not impossible to go back. It's impractical to go back after your wall's put together. You really hate to take it apart from the inside, and if you chose good stuff on the outside, you hate to take it apart from the outside.
Now, if they'd like more information and a free customized proposal?
They can call the local number, 687-3368, or stop by at our office 2.5 miles east of Stratford on 153. My email address is bob.culp@culproof.com. And again, the 800 number here is 800-285-2917.